Just a matter of time before the Yankees pop the champagne yet again, BT, and celebrate a division win. It has been a unique year for the Yanks with the ups and downs, starting the season on fire, then cooling off for an extended period to a point where many, including myself, doubted them. But now this is what I wanted to see. I told you before this West Coast trip, I would expect 5-1. That's exactly what they did. That's what the Yankees should do. Did they need that? No. I mean, it would have been fine if they went 4-2, although the way the Orioles are going, the Yankees could have gone 3-3 and still won the division. But they're playing their best baseball overall, whether it's Torres, whether it is Aaron Judge. The Yankees right now are rolling, and this is the perfect time for it. 6 games to go. You know, we talked about them being hot early on in the year and saying, hey, get us to October. Well, here we are right now. The Yanks about to win a division and get themselves to October.
It's been fun. I mean, I watched a lot of the series. You know, last trip to the Coliseum there, Yankees played fairly well. Listen, and very quietly, maybe not that quietly, Aaron Judge has really turned things around.
55? What's he at right now?
Well, he's at 55, but remember, there was a point where he was 16 straight games before the Grand Slam. So his last 15 games, he's hitting .350 with an OPS of over .1100. The long ball's returning. Dominguez went yard. And really, the biggest play of the season may have been Soto narrowly averting disaster when he slid into that Seattle wall. I don't worry about that for a second here. So, yeah, I mean, you certainly take the W's over the losses, but nothing transpired this past week. It's almost like me. My Yankees, although I'm not burned by the emotions of a previous House of Horrors, until they play the Astros. But I'm kind of like you with the Mets here and the Braves. Nothing could happen between now and the rest of the season. Like, I think I know who the Yankees are. I think they've got a lot of assets. I think everybody is a little flawed this year. And I'm looking forward to the postseason. But, like, they can go 6-0 the rest of the way. It doesn't change my belief in their ability to win the World Series. I think they got a shot.
Right, and they did what they had to do. They're going to win the division. So that was the most important thing. Like, there was a chance the way the Yankees are going for a while. They might not win the division. They might find themselves messing around in the wild card round. And at that point, with the inconsistencies of this team, playing another series wouldn't have been good for anybody.
I always said that. Yeah. The more they play, the more they've got a chance to be exposed. So,
Now they'll have a chance to get things in order. And whether it's setting up that rotation, figuring out the roster, resting some guys. Judge, certainly, I know the performance wouldn't indicate it, but you want to rest Aaron Judge going into the postseason here. He's been playing center field. He's been playing every day.
Playing a lot.
Just get everybody fresh for a week or so, whatever it may be, the exact time off before taking on whoever it will be that they're taking on. Game one, which I believe will be Saturday, October, what is it, the 5th?
That will be the 4th?
The 5th. Right? That's game one of the division series. So that Yankees will be playing that Saturday, October 5th.
Man, I can't wait, dude.
It's here.
I know.
Right? So you're exactly right. It's different levels of expectation, but the way I feel about the Braves series is the way you feel about the Yankees in the postseason. Like, get me through the postseason, and here we go.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is, and we were talking about the Mets before, I think we could say this about both teams here, really. And we could dream about a Subway Series. Most years we can't.
Right.
This year we can at least kick around the notion. Hey,
realistic.
I don't mean like for the show now to take calls on it, but both teams, I think, are going to make the playoffs. And when that happens, you got a chance. But the other thing, too, is, and I use the word resilient and character for the Mets. The same applies to the Yankees. Now, the Yankees, when you have the star power of Judge and Soto, I think that that character and that resilience can kind of get minimized because you see these transcendent figures like, oh my God, they're so amazing. Certain players, not everybody. So they should win, 95 games and win the division. But, Gerrit Cole, think about this, missed the first 3 months of the season. Aaron Judge, the first month, he was absolutely lost. And by the way, that was after a spring training where he was very inactive. He was banged up. They're like, oh, does he have a cartilage tear in his rib? Like, we didn't know what was going on with Aaron Judge. So we didn't know what Rodon would be year two. We didn't really know quite about the catcher situation. Rizzo got hurt. Verdugo was good. Then he was a complete zero. Dominguez was hurt again. I'm kind of ignoring things just to keep this. Even Torres is inconsistent season. Volpe, great. Then invisible. It's been, then you get Jazz Chisholm. Then you get the bullpen flare-ups at the back end. Like, the Yankees have navigated a lot of obstacles this year, and they deserve credit. They may not have been pretty, and it may not have always been fully believable, but they're where they are because they've earned it.
And right now, they're in the best spot that they've been in all year long. So I ask you, do you think that this will be the year to put it to an end?
What's going on?
Who's calling you here?
Stupid phone.
Who's calling
See,
you?
See, now, connected to my my buddy for some idiotic reason.
We're on the air, buddy!
It's going to be a butt. Come on. It's going to be a butt dial.
Oh, okay.
Knowing him, he's probably going out for a little little midday toke. Anyway, my level of conviction with the Yankees?
Well, are you, because they're playing as well as they've played all year long now. The health, everything coming into place, whether it's Dominguez being up, Rizzo being back, Glaber being on fire,
rotation in order,
everything
back in
there.
The bullpen,
they figure they have a closer.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
The Yankees are as set right now as they've been all year long. They're going to win the division here, going to have the bye. Are you feeling like this is the year
I feel good
to get back to and win a World Series?
I do. I feel good. And I, this is not the first time I've said it on the show here. It's the most complete Yankee team in a long time. You know, I think that it's brazen, it's foolhardy. Oh yeah, I think the Yankees gonna win. I mean, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen once October starts flying around. I mean, did you think that Jeffrey Mayer back in '96 was gonna reach over a fence and take it away from Tony Tarasco?
Give me the confidence level, 1 to 10.
1 to 10 that they get that they win the World Series.
Yes.
I mean, it's an 8.5. Like, it's high, man.
What about getting there?
I mean, I about the same. Like, I kind of equivocate the two. If you get there, in my mind, you're going to win it. Even though it didn't happen against the Marlins, in 03. I mean,
and the NL
doesn't
could be tough.
Happen.
I mean, the NL is going to be the toughest challenge.
Understood.
For them.
I mean, it's nothing's easy to win a World Series. I know sometimes they've made it look easy, like the Padres sweep or the Braves sweep back in the day. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. I don't think that there's a massive deficiency on this team that I could point to and did point to with other Yankee teams that really didn't allow me to think that they can win. I think that this team can win.
I think if they lose now, especially getting hot, like if they were just to mosey on into the postseason the way that they were going the majority of the year, and you'd be like, who the hell knows, anything could happen here. I think that'd be different. If they would still be upset, not you, just in general, people still be upset, but now the fact that they've really turned it on here
and are looking like
a World Series team.
Kind of like reignited the hopes
and the expectations.
Oh, yeah, be a
now
different
the,
energy.
Now the expectation is, okay, go out there and get to, at the very least, get to the World Series.
Well, Sal, I mean, it's amplified a bit because they're quote-unquote back on track. So now, like, the belief is, oh, yeah, they can. And I do believe that they can, and we'll see if they do. But whether they were playing poorly or average going into October, it doesn't matter for me. Like, Aaron Judge needs to perform. Garrett Cole needs to perform. Like, these guys need to do their job. So the level of evaluation and criticism will be harsh if the Yankees stumble. This is a year they can, and I don't want to say are supposed to win, but pushing toward the direction of supposed to win.
John is in West Islip. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
There's so much to talk about right now with everything going on in New York, football, baseball. I'll try to get it down. But I'm a Yankee fan. I went to the Met game on Saturday because my girlfriend's a big fan. And I got to say, it was a pretty awesome experience. You got to meet Severino before the game with the handout. You know, there's home runs all over the place. Timely hitting. Diaz comes in. You get to see that. And I could tell it's not like the same old mess that I've seen in past years.
Well, I don't believe in the same old Jets moniker, so I'm certainly not going to latch onto the same old Mets. You know, I don't do that. But, you know, to Sal's point, then in the heart of every Met fan, there's a couple of demons they got to slay along the way here. It just comes with the territory.
Yeah, I mean, if the Braves weren't on their schedule, we'd be saying, well, as long as they don't have to play the Braves in the postseason, it's fine. But knowing that the Mets were going to be battling all year long for a playoff spot, and knowing that it would likely come down to the final week of the season, I just have eyed this series, and knowing what happened in 2022, I've eyed this series for months. I mean, this is what it's about as a sports fan. This, by the way, is not just about 2022. It's about the late 90s as well, or 2000, whatever you want to say. 99, certainly, where the Mets went home in that series against Atlanta. Now, is this going to be equivalent to what the Braves felt, their success in 2022, beating the Mets to win the division? Maybe not, but I guarantee you, I know I will, personally as a fan, take extra satisfaction at getting into the postseason at their expense, doing it there against them, than I would if the Mets beat the Brewers 2 out of 3. Let's say they were playing the Brewers first and then the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it against Atlanta, just the same way that the Braves got to do it, you know, against the Mets when they beat them head-to-head. And I would think that the Mets players and the people who felt that defeat in 2022 and that embarrassment.
It's
of
a lot
blowing
different
that
players, though.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the same core guys, though. Nimmo, Pete, McNeil, Lindor. Again, you can mention the guys who are hurt. Diaz is still here. I'm sure other Marte is still here.
Yeah, there's a couple of position players.
That's true. Alvarez was just coming up at the time.
That's when they called him up in that series.
Yeah,
right?
I remember.
Oh, go get him, kid.
But just in general, and maybe there's maybe it's more the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's
I think it probably is because they process the years.
Hey, look, I'll tell you this. The Braves may have had their expense at some of my opinion at the time, but they didn't beat me. They beat Pete Alonso. They beat Francisco Lindor. They beat Jeff McNeil. They didn't beat the fans. They beat the Mets. This is not a Braves fan versus Mets fan thing. There's no comparison. The Braves beat the Mets. So if the Mets don't take it personally, then I'd be disappointed in that. I think that they do. This one, like if I'm Pete Alonso or Lindor, you know, two guys who have something to do about, or Nimmo, I'm taking that personally. I hope that they are.
I got two questions. Number one, does Lindor play, do you think?
I've been saying all along that if he does not play tomorrow, like I was actually surprised that he didn't play at all against the Phillies. Because the Nats series, you could just say, well, it's the Nats. They're going to give him a rest and the Mets will figure they'll get by, which they did. Then he didn't play against Philly and it was like, all right, maybe this is a little more serious. He didn't play at all against Philly. If he's not in the lineup tomorrow, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. When's he coming back? If he doesn't come back against Atlanta, why come back in the regular season? So I am worried about that, yeah. But ultimately, I think he's going to be in there tomorrow.
I hope so. I'm a little worried, though. And I remember saying that on Friday, that like there wasn't a report as much as it was like a new positioning of his timeline. I'm like, that just sounded a little ominous to me. I said that on Friday.
They gave him some kind of shot. Are you familiar with that at all?
I've had them all.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So what does that one do? It's supposed to numb the pain? So
it numbs it. They basically, they put it into the spinal cavity.
He said he's going to play in pain no matter what.
They give it to pregnant women. They do.
My wife, I think, had
epidurals.
Yeah. That's what that is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I had that before myself. I had like 10 epidurals, dude.
Right. No, but I'm saying that's what Lindor...
Yeah. They inject it in. Okay. They, like into that little spinal... Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And it either works or it doesn't. Yeah.
So you think he's going to be in there tomorrow or no?
Remember I'm worried.
Yeah, the team meeting that they called to would lead you to think it's
when
maybe
Pete
worse than
spoke
just...
Up, I'm a little worried. I mean, I don't want to guess what his body feels like, but I would have thought if it was trending a little more favorably, would have maybe... seen a little action against Philly.
Right.
That was my first question. My second question is, you asked me this pertaining to the Yankees getting to the World Series.
Yeah.
What is your level of faith that the Mets handle business against this team?
That's a great question.
Yeah, we flip it to you. We volley to you.
Here's what I'll say, because I was thinking about this on the way in. Like, I'm more confident in this team than I was in 22, but that's not accurate, because I couldn't be more confident in 2022. I think that's recency bias. In 2022, I fully believed they were going to win the division. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on record as saying that many times over, so I was very confident that it would at least get one win. I am, I'd say, at a...
Oh, jeez, not exactly.
It's between 6 and 7.
All right.
Probably 6.5. Let's split the difference. I'm at a 6.5.
Okay.
Because I'm confident in this team overall, and I do think that they have that it factor going for them. And the Braves aren't as good as they were in 2022. And the Mets have been the best team in baseball, and I think this Mets team is better than what they were in 2022. But it's still that team and that building. And all of a sudden, if the Braves won the first one, now the pressure's back on.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see it snowballing a little bit. I'm going to say I'm at a 6.5 confidence level going into the series with Atlanta.
Yeah, and the number's the number. What does it mean? Who knows? But I can't prove this. We'll ultimately find out. But even if the Mets were to lose the first or the first two, I don't think that they'll be burdened by the heaviness of the stage. Like I think if there's one thing that the 2024 Mets have earned, it's a little rope to figure things out. Because they usually have.
Yeah, I know. No,
you know
I know.
What I mean?
I think they'll get it done, but I don't even want to.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Who the hell knows? All right, we have some Knicks news that we'll get to when we come back. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Oof, Knicks news. I'm very intrigued here. All right.
It's not good.
It's good or bad?
Not good.
It's not good?
Not good.
Okay.
You want to just do it now or you want to wait?
We got to wait. We're a little late here. Okay. We have to wait. Oh, my God. Is it Randall? Are they going to trade him? What's going on? Oh, my goodness.
Not major news. All right. It's not good news.
All right. Hey.